Hello and welcome to As the Worm Turns. I am your stepping in host, Amber Kleinman. And we have our stars, Lance and Lulu, with us yet again tonight.
Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, hard to comprehend, but here we are.
We should be sitting by the fire, right?
Right through the snow and the wind and the rain and
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite something that came through.
It's still coming. It's just the snow
that's right.
All night.
Yeah, it's still coming. But waking up to just coming and all that snow in the morning.
Did you know it had snowed before you even looked out the window, either of you guys?
Well, I got up at 12:30.
I wasn't actually in town till later
that day. 12:30 in the afternoon?
No. Oh, you, at 12:30.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, and looked out the door and said, oh, damn.
Yep, done.
Not ready for this.
Season done and done.
Done. Yep. So I hadn't looked out the window, but I could tell it was just that quiet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a quiet that comes with the snow. It's unmistakable.
Yes. So good. Well, we spoke about the weather. We got that out of the way. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into the garden and what is happening out there. Looks like you've got a list.
Lance
phone numbers.
Has his list of
everything.
Oh,
thank you for the reminder. Oh, yes. This is still a call and garden show.
That's right.
I always forget. So it's 527-4868 or 1-888-KVNF now.
866-KVNF now. No,
1-866-KVNF now.
Yeah.
You'd think I'd know that after the pledge drive.
I know, right? Isn't it funny how it just goes out of your brain?
Thank you. So go ahead.
Well, what do we want to start with here?
We have a lot on
the
list.
We have a lot. Whatever's at the top.
Yeah, so call it in and tell us what's on your list of things to do now that there's snow on the ground and it's officially pretty much done.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, we'll just start with the birds ate all my wheat, winter wheat. And so I replanted and I put bird netting on top of the whole patch. And that actually worked.
And what kind of wheat are you planting right now?
Turkey red.
Turkey red, okay.
Winter wheat.
Cool.
And stuff. So that was like, yikes. And I noticed there were a few out there doing it. But when I went to look and it's like, damn, they took the whole thing.
They've been watching the whole time. And how big is this plot?
Let's see. 400 square feet, 500 square feet, something like that.
Okay, that's a lot to redo.
Yeah. Yes, okay. That's the way it is.
Outsmart them.
That's the truth. True that, boy. Mm. I'll tell you. My big accomplishment this last week was I got the beets out and the garlic in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy.
Oh, okay.
Everything else is on its own, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to just go right into garlic since she brought
it up? Yeah. The garlic, I planted two varieties. And mm-hmm. I still have a third one to go. And then I'll have the spring garlic that I plant in March. And I'm leaving space for that.
Okay. And what are you planting for garlic and where did it come from?
I have Inchilium, which I've had for over 20 years. That's a soft neck. And it did really well this year.
Uh-huh.
And then I have what's called Turkey Red. And it's a hard neck. And I'm surprised how hard and firm it really is. And
this is saved from last year.
When I harvest garlic, I immediately set aside 80 bulbs of each variety for planting.
And do you store them in sand or just out? Or how do
I
you
actually
store those all
no
year?
Sand.
Yeah.
And I have baskets or boxes.
Just dry.
Dry. And I'm trying to think, not too cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the 40s.
Like basement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that. And
I think my spare closets that are in the rooms that aren't insulated froze one year and wrecked mm-hmm. my stuff. So I quit that and put it in the basement.
Okay.
Yeah. So low humidity.
It's not really an issue around here so much.
No,
right?
No, but if you put
it
in it can be in root cellars.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
Yeah, it can be. So, and I just have them baskets out there and, you know, you can keep them dark if you want, but mm-hmm. mine are just baskets out, you know.
You don't even keep them dark or cover them.
I when I get to it, I'll cover them, but mm-hmm. they're doing just fine.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Sitting there. Interesting.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't stress over it at all. I don't keep a lot of stuff in the basement. I like to freeze. So I just finished freezing my beets mm-hmm. before I came. So, but yeah, I leave my squash out on a rack in the laundry room, which gets a lot of sun. It's warm.
Uh-huh.
That's
yeah.
fine.
And that makes
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Squash wants it about 55.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a little warmer.
A little warmer. And okay. not too, again, not low humidity, but what she just mentioned. Yeah, there's not much humidity there.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Dry. Right.
Yeah. You know, okay. it just, it's different. It seems to me like it can be different every year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just never know. So
that
just,
seems to work for yeah, most years. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you know,
gotta
you
figure
just
figure out how it works in your house.
Figure out your scene and how it works for you, and
yeah,
figure it out.
Yeah. So just a quick thing, going back to the garlic, the hard necks tendency is to not store quite as long as the soft necks.
Uh-huh.
So I eat the hard necks first,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll eat the Angelium, the soft necks, and that spring garlic will store clear until June, early July.
That cracks me
put
up.
Put it in March, and you when do you pull it out then?
And just after the other ones. It's really quick, you know. And
just after you plant the fall crop?
No,
you put
no.
it in March, and when do you pull it out?
July.
July, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, he puts it in, he pulls it out in July, and it lasts all the way to the following March.
Yeah.
Following March,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And what kind of garlic is that?
That's
spring garlic.
It's a spring garlic. Silver rose, and the spring planted garlics are called silver skins.
Silver skins.
So if you see anything that said this silver skins, those can be planted in the springtime.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah,
and so,
I've never done that. Now, but what I'm going to plant this spring are my corms, the little things on the elephant garlic, because I
oh yes,
I planted
so let's talk
my
about
big elephant. Okay, so
oh, not to interrupt that, but we're talking about the garlics you planted,
right,
and those aren't corms though, those are the
no
yeah.
So what I just got in the ground just in the nick of time was the corms after they'd been in the ground for a year, so it was the second year. So you start with the corm, which is a seed.
Mm-hmm.
You put it in the ground.
And is this spelled the same as a corm, like a dahlia corm?
I think so.
That's very confusing because one's a root and one's a seed, right? That becomes a root.
Well leeks, there's
the
these
leeks.
Little bulbs
yeah.
that form on the side. I would call them bulbs or boobles on the
boobles
side.
And,
boobles.
And
you're calling them corms.
And elephant, yeah, so
that's,
you know,
kind of confusing. Okay,
elephant garlic is in the leek family.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So it grows these hard, they're real hard, very hard skin shell around them. It grows these little boobles or whatever
I
they
like
are.
I like that word. Mm-hmm.
I do too. It's kind of fun.
Let's go with that.
Yeah. And so it grows those. You take those off the garlic when you harvest it in the fall, and you can plant them back in the fall, or you can wait until spring and plant them, and they'll grow a clove. Only it's not a clove. They grow a golf ball size garlic.
Right.
And that's going to be what you plant that, and then that makes your elephant garlic globe of several cloves the mm-hmm. following year.
Okay,
it's the coolest
so
thing ever.
Let me get that straight. So you are
I know,
pulling.
Everybody has trouble with it.
You're pulling the little boobles and planting those. So those arrive in the fall?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're grabbing those
when,
in the fall.
When you harvest your garlic.
Okay.
When you harvest your garlic,
yep.
there they are. They're
yep.
on it.
Okay, so you're taking that and you're storing it, or you put it in the ground?
This year I'm going to store it.
No, in the beginning, from the start. So you harvest it.
Yeah.
Take it and then you plant it immediately, or you wait?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you can plant it immediately. You can, no, not immediately. Same time you would plant your garlic anyway, like now.
Okay. So you're saving it.
So
okay.
it's like planting a garlic seed.
Yes.
So you plant it now and it does its thing. And then the following summer, you dig it up and it's a some of mine this season were so big, they were the size of a big egg.
So in one season. Oh, I thought it was a 2-year process.
It is.
Okay.
So then you take, so those all.
Oh, it's regular sized now.
No.
And then you replant it?
No.
Sorry,
I love it. So you you plant your little seeds in the fall.
Yes.
Right? Your little booble. The next summer comes around and your little boobles have grown into these golf ball size singular cloves.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So you harvest those like you do your garlic and you stick them someplace warm and dry until just dry. I leave mine outside, so naturally they're warm because it's summer. So then you take those and you plant them in the fall. And then the next spring, you get these massive elephant garlics. If you do like Lance is saying, where you really give them a lot of room, I give them 4 to 6 inches.
Yeah.
In depth or in width?
In spacing.
Okay.
Between each bulb.
Right.
And, or thing.
And how deep do you plant them?
I went deep this year.
Well, the average is twice the size of the bulb. Or the clove.
Of the top of the bulb.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's,
yeah. So,
3-4
so these were, some of these were, I'm not kidding, they were two inches big. So, at, you know, 2 inches from root to top. So I put them down the whole width of my hand, which isn't that much.
The
I
length
guess.
Of your hand.
But the I mean, the length of my hand, which is.
So 5 inches.
Yeah, 5-6 inches. I really
and does that
them
slow them from, well, it seems like it would slow them from the green popping up too early, which is what we're trying to avoid by planting garlic in like mid-October, but pretty much from now till when is good to plant garlic?
Well, if you can get it in the ground, even December, you know. But the other thing about planting deep, not just that you don't want them to shoot, but the freezing and thawing. It will push them up if they're too shallow.
Heaving,
heaving. And so plant them deep.
So they don't get pushed out.
Yeah.
And if they get pushed out, push them back.
You can push them back.
Can push back in.
Okay.
And, you know, the other thing, too, is you don't have to go along. I mean, do you dig an individual hole for each one of your garlic, or do you just
dig
a trench?
That's what I'm doing this year because they're in beds, and I'm doing a staggered planting. So I'm using the dibble, punching a hole in, putting a clove down. So it's tedious, to say the least.
To say the least.
But it's much faster if you measure rows out, you know, 12 inches apart rows, and just make the row and just put the cloves every 3 or 4 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, four to six, I should say, is be better.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's handy with the dibble. It's the,
Yeah, but the dibble
the
you're down
planter.
On your knees doing each one.
Yeah, the dibble is a T-handle, and it's a pointed
cone.
Mine is metal, but you can have wood. Yeah, and it just punches a hole.
It's like carrot-shaped, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, does yours have a hole in the bottom of it?
No.
Ah, no. Okay.
Yours has a hole in the bottom of it?
I've seen them that way.
That's more for planting bulbs.
Bulbs, yeah.
Yeah, but if you want to, you can use that as the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I had a friend who was on the very cusp of the elephant garlic craze. And he grew commercial elephant garlic in Carbondale. And it was great. He had this deal worked out with the farmer who would just disc the field and he'd just go in and throw them in.
Oh, right in there.
You know, the deep trenches that the disc made. And life was good. And then they went back, you know, I don't know how you do that big machinery gardening.
Yeah.
But so one year he called me up and he goes, they're not up yet. I put them too deep. I said, nah.
Is there a too deep for garlic?
There might be, but I haven't seen it.
I have had volunteer stuff, and I've dug them up, and 12 inches.
12 inches?
12 inches down.
Because it got turned in the soil, and the clove was down, and came up 12 inches.
Huh.
Yeah.
But it's regular shaped. It still made it.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're digging down more than 12 inches, you're crazy anyway. So,
Yeah.
Nobody does that.
Those are just volunteers.
Right. You got other problems that are much more serious than...
It's not Alaska.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Don't do it.
Okay.
No.
Great. Anything else on garlic? I feel like we went deep there on garlic.
Yeah, no. 12 inches.
12 inches. No, but you still have plenty of time.
Yeah, you do.
Okay,
that's
good to know.
The bottom line is you do have plenty of time. And it's interesting to feel, for me, how different it feels to have the snow on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to know that it's going to get frightfully cold this
Yeah, Wednesday night, single digits here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I filled up one of my storage pits this morning or this afternoon, and that's the one that's always 2 feet deep. It's permanently there.
Uh-huh.
And I just put sand down, put the vegetables, probably about 50 pounds of root crops in there, covered it with 3 or 4 inches of snow. I covered it with sand again and then put bales on top of that.
And are you slowly filling this then?
No, that's not
that's
it.
That's full.
Okay. Yeah. The sand is really heavy and doesn't breathe. So so this pit is what I use first. I'll harvest that out of there first. If you get too much sand, it doesn't breathe and things start to rot.
Gotcha. So do you you put out a big, flat, sandy base, and then do you just lay them out in one layer?
One layer.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if they're touching. It's just that if it's two layers, it's that much more sand you got to throw in there.
And
right.
then do you harvest through the winter? You just go move a bale and just go get them?
Go get them. And then another thing nice about sand is,
it's clean.
Well, mice go in there, and if they start digging a hole,
it just fills it.
It fills in.
And then there's
that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
Because they're going in there.
Yeah, they're in there. No two ways about it. And then in the snowstorm this afternoon evening, before I came into town, I was digging the regular trench for longer terms. So it's all dug out, and tomorrow at some point I will fill that up with this actually more stuff in there. It's longer, and when I'm putting in there is beets, carrots, kohlrabi, daikons, and then I have a top of radish that I'm going to store for a seed crop, Fiesta de Rebaños. And then I'm also going to be growing out Italian giant red carrot.
Ooh, how big is a giant red carrot?
Well, if you plant it early, it's probably about 10 inches long and about 2 or 3 inches circumference.
Wow.
It's almost too big to sell. So I plant those.
Because it's like a $7 carrot.
You know, people look at that and they say it can't taste good, but they do.
Wow. But, and if it sliced it would be huge.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
So, and they have some have a red blush to them. Not all of them, but some of them. They're really quite pretty.
It's one-stop shopping.
You got to bring that in.
We're
going to have to
see
that.
I'm all about that. I never grow carrots, but that sounds
It's like an adventure.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. So on this trough one, I'm imagining a 3 foot deep trough?
No.
What are we talking
about? I dig down. It's in the garden, and I dig down to the subsoil, so about 12 inches.
Okay.
And my topsoil gets deeper and deeper.
Right.
So because of what?
You're good since the ground. Yeah.
Gardening there since 87.
Yep.
So, anyways.
That's good dirt.
Yeah. I dig down about 13, 14 inches and about 16 inches wide, and I'll line the bottom with straw. Now, I've done leaves because I didn't have straw 1 year. Dry leaves work just fine. Hay will work just fine, but you line the bottom with that. And then you put all your vegetables single layer in that. And they can be touching, and if they happen to be on top of each other, it's okay. This is a little bit different than the sand. Then you come back and put straw on top of that. Then I cover it with the dirt.
And cover it with dirt. So how thick are the straw on both sides? Like 4 inches of straw?
Something like that.
Leaves of straw.
Yeah, and the straw is there to keep the vegetables so you can find them.
Yeah. Right. And so do you organize this, I would assume, in like lines? Like
no.
Here is... No, you just put it all randomly in.
All randomly in. So when I go in to dig stuff, I have an assortment of vegetables.
Oh, so you just dig from one side to the other.
Yeah.
Instant stir fry.
Yeah, totally. And you can put potatoes in there too. I don't because I like them a little bit more available.
Available, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then...
And how deep is then the dirt that's on top of
it? All the way to
this?
Ground level.
To ground level. Okay.
Yeah. And then I put bales of hay on top of that.
Okay, like straight across the top.
Yeah, and the reason why you can't go more than 16 inches...
is because the hay bales aren't
big enough to keep the frost...
to stay up.
No, oh, to keep the frost from coming around.
You're literally insulating against a freeze.
Yeah.
And, sideways.
And, yes. Yeah. And working with the, you know, mean temperature of the earth to keep your stuff from freezing. So, you got to get your insulation out far enough.
Like a foot then of insulation on the ground on either side.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And then I learned this the hard way. If you don't cover the bales of hay, the snow melts on them, and they freeze solid
to
the ground. And so now I use – you can cover them with any tarp, plastic.
Like metal sheeting.
I use old corrugated steel, and I throw used tires to hold them down from the wind.
Okay. Right. Yeah, right. Because the wind will blow them off.
Yeah. The wind – and sometimes the wind's blowing so hard it gets an edge. It actually does happen, but it doesn't blow the thing all the way where it's like,
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
And cheating. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so different from covering your vegetables with a tarp, because we talk about that all the time, too, where you don't want to use any kind of plastic or metal or anything like that if you're just trying to cover your vegetables to get them through, because it's supposed to get really nice again, to get them through the next few days, you know. Then you always want to use fabric.
Right. It doesn't conduct.
Doesn't conduct. Mm-hmm. So when you're using something to just keep it dry, that's different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you keep it dry. Now, I got everything in the garden that's still there covered with 3 or 4 layers of tarps. And if I really had enough, and you wanted to keep – the thing is everything's soaking wet. So, but if you've gone farther ahead, you can put the plastic or water barrier on top of those to keep them dry.
Right.
But you can't use the plastic straight on the plant.
Right, right.
Because they'll just freeze right through it.
Yeah, right.
And you would only be putting that plastic as a vapor. Rain, waterproofing is all you're using.
But keep it off the plant or the ground. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
527-486-1866 KVNF now. What's happening in your garden?
Yeah, we got about 6 or 8 minutes left.
I was curious, you know, what did well for you?
Right.
Yeah.
Curious,
gosh,
what happened out there?
Give us a call. Because it was a crazy crack year. I mean, things were different everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one thing go around talking to people, onions were incredible this year.
Yeah.
I mean, just incredible wherever you went. And, you know, I'm talking bigger than softballs.
Big onions.
Yeah.
Yep.
We went to Laura Parker's farm down south of Montrose. She has a seed garden, High Desert Seeds.
And she
had this red onion that was about the size of the baseball and or softball. And they were all that big.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Beautiful red onions. And she was going to plant them all out for seed for next year.
That's great. God.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's awesome.
So talk about carrots before we get too far out the garden. Things you're covering.
Well, it's, you know, I still have a full bed and then some of carrots. And 4, 5, 6, 7 varieties of carrots. You know, and hopefully they'll not freeze.
So in this... like tomorrow night when it's going to get to single digits, people want to have those carrots covered.
Yeah, because the shoulders will freeze.
Right.
You know, anything, you know, close to that 1 inch. Yeah, so you got to just cover them.
You got to cover them. And you know
with
what?
With some straw and
if
some
it does
tarps.
Freeze, you can still eat them.
You can still eat them, yeah.
Just pick them, you know, they're just not quality.
We have a caller.
Okay. Yay.
We have Doug
Amber's,
on the line
Amber's
with the
so
Garden
happy.
Report.
Okay.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi, Dougie.
What's
going
on?
It's a challenge of weather.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Noah Krupp for his post-jack. That made my morning a lot easier pulling that steel post. So thanks to Noah Krupp and my friend Lucas, the potter that helped also.
Hey, Doug, you should step away from your radio. I think you're echoing.
Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So you were pulling T-posts today? Wait, let me get this straight. Were you pulling T-posts today?
Yeah, I was getting steel out.
Yeah,
just
yeah, okay.
Cleaning up the 1222 house garden there where I rented, and I'm out of there in a couple of days. So I removed some perennials, chipped out some asparagus plants that Larry planted 2 years ago, and they were quite large, and irises, and just some oddball stuff, that horseradish, things that are getting moved.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, yeah, and thanks, Lance. Bill took me out to Lance's, and I got to see that on a real nice day.
Yeah, we had a nice time.
Got the tour.
Yeah, it was a real, real nice farm, and lots of good stuff happening there. So we had a real nice time, and you can tell there's been a lot of work there for many years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
1982.
Right? Yeah. No.
87.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my Iowa farm I've had since about 91, but it don't look quite as nice.
No.
Well, there you go. It doesn't matter. Everybody's are different, you know? That's the whole point. Lance is crazy. I mean,
that's what I'm doing.
That's what he does. Yeah.
That's fine.
And then we got all the winter squash down in the basement because our clamp wasn't going to work to the temperature that's called for. And so Phil and I got a couple pickup trucks full of winter squash in the basement.
Well, it's a big basement.
Yeah, it is a big basement.
Yeah, a lot happened here last week, and it's time to rest.
Yeah.
Nice.
Get her done.
Time to rest.
Watch the snowfall.
Yeah, buddy. That's it, too.
Great. Well, all
right, guys.
Thanks so much for calling in, Doug.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We will. We are. We do.
Oh, great.
So, yeah.
Right. What else?
Well,
don't forget to talk about the radishes. We got to do that before the show ends.
The which?
Fiesta.
Oh, I mentioned that I was throwing that. But the Fiesta, the Rebaños radish that came out of On Patu, the Seed Savers Collectors thing. And I'm not a big radish fan, but I tried them. And just to see, and they actually are quite tasty. They're not as spicy, is what I, you know, they're relatively mild. And they're round, they're long, they're purple, red, white, black. Some of them came up and just curved right out of the ground. Sort of like, you know how daikon sometimes will curve?
Uh-huh.
Only it's a light purple.
Wow.
So I'm going to take all of those that I still have left. Well, they're already harvested. Anything that's sticking up out of the ground is going to freeze off like that.
Right.
So they came out of the ground yesterday.
And you dried them?
No, I'm going to store them.
Oh.
They're going to be in that trench in the garden.
Ah, good.
Yeah, with the those Italian giant red. And we'll plant them back out next spring.
Okay.
And, we'll see how they do.
Do you think this was a local seed that he'd been planting for years? Or do you know the history of it?
I don't know.
He was a local seed saver. Collector.
He didn't grow that much out, but he was quite the collector. It turns out that he had the largest private collection of seeds in North America.
Yes.
And so I have a bunch of buckets. So if anybody wants to come through,
I probably have
20-something buckets of his seed collection there at my house. And so
organized. So
you'd have to go through. You'd have to go through them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's really like his kind of a local historical seed bank that was just given to you to play with. So that's exciting.
Yeah. So that's where they came from. I don't know. I suspect there's such a small amount that he probably grew these out.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Well, you'll have to give us periodic updates of the various things you find.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That seed-saving thing, that's a whole different category. That's just amazing to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I save seeds, right? I've got this little cupboard in my little barn where I have them. And I looked at them today and said, some of those are pretty old.
Right.
How viable can they be?
Yeah.
So
you
never
check
know.
And see.
You check and see. And sometimes some of On Patu's got old because they were stored in a trailer, which the wintertime wasn't the problem. It was the summertime.
Oh, it was
and it probably got 110. That's probably what ruined or hurt them. I have, and I mentioned this, and I have carrot seeds at 17 years old and still 100% germination.
Oh, I have arugula. I can beat that. I have arugula since I started growing arugula.
You know, the seed book we're using for the seed class we've been doing, and they give approximations on how long seed life is. And, right. 5 years. No, it's more like 10 or 15 before they start. You know, I'm just going through these things. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they're saying carrots 5 years. Well, I got 7 varieties of carrots, and I'm only growing them out once every 7 years.
Right.
And, or onions. 2 or 3 years, mm-hmm. and I have 6 varieties of onions, and I'm still growing them out.
Right, and that's another thing you just never know. I mean, that's how we got the heirloom trend mm-hmm. going. Mm-hmm. You know, people started going up in the attic and going, "Oh, look, Granny had a whole box of seeds.
See if they still grow.
Let's see if they grow."
Yeah.
You know,
and some did, and some didn't.
Some did, and some didn't. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Well, pull those seeds out and try it.
Try it.
Great. Well, I think we are wrapping up.
Like Click and Clack used to say, you've wasted another perfectly good half hour.
No, I learned a lot myself.
And
there's always more to learn. And things
always,
you forget, and you're like, oh, thank you for reminding me. I used to do that.
Yeah, I'm reading that book, just one little thing. We're doing alliums this next week. And, and I'm reading the chapter, and the onion seeds are very delicate. And that black skin can come off mm-hmm. pretty easy. And here I am, I'm stomping on them, trying to clean them and thresh them. It's like,
they're fragile.
oh, hang on.
Yeah, so it's like, well, I'll have to back up a little bit there.
You have to rethink it.
Yeah.
Well, we can do
it
with our hands instead of our feet.
Yeah.
You know.
Gently.
Yeah.
Gently.
Go gently into the world.
Always learning.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's wintertime. It's over. The party's over. Be kind to each other and be kind to the earth.
Okay. Have a good evening.
Right. Thanks for joining us.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
I don't
know who you took a shine to or who you're about to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Low, little, low, and low.